Well, speaking about that thing I was on about earlier, about the gay marriage, another thing that annoys me about it is the fact that they can still dispense insults at us, we can't, because under the Public Order Act that was revised in 2008, you're not allowed to utter words that might incite sexist hatred. So we can't call them names, but they can still call us bigots and homophobes. Anyway, we'll come on to something else. There's something else I was going to talk about, and I'm not now. Luke 18, verses 10 to 14. 10 to 14 explains why I'm not going to talk about it. This was a scripture that was read in a church I was in yesterday morning. And I think that was like God was speaking to me in a way. I was getting all upset about what Andrew mentioned earlier about, I was getting upset about it this week, that people will say that they put God first and foremost in their lives. If I was asking the church or any church, is God more important to you than anything else in your life? I think every hand would come up. Yeah, if there's a football match on, then it's not the case. If there's other things going on, there's people who are not going to come here because there's something else going on. And I mentioned this on Tuesday night at a meeting, and a woman said, yes, I would definitely go out to a meal rather than go to church. But then I got this scripture, and I'll read it to you. Can you still hear me all right? I'm still loud enough. I'm doing all right, am I? Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and was praying this to himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other people, swindlers, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, I pay tithes of all that I get, but the tax collector, standing some distance away, was even unwilling to lift up his eyes to heaven, but was beating his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. I tell you, this man went to his house justified rather than the other, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted. So I took that as God saying, mind your own business, I will deal with that problem, you won't. Yeah, that's right, yeah, that's it. I haven't got around to what I was going to talk about. What am I going to talk about? Yeah, lead us not into temptation. The central point I was going to make on this is based upon what Ken was saying last week. Ken said last week, there's no fear of the law because he's not tempted to break the law or something worse to that effect. I thought to myself, yeah, we might all be in that position. For example, I don't want to rape that woman. I don't want to shoplift from Tesco. I don't want to rob a bank. So it's easy for us not to do these things. How easy would it be for us if we did want to do these things? And a lot of people do want to do these things, and they can't resist the temptation to do it. Yeah, that's what it is. So is that in Matthew 4, 1 to 11? Let's have a look. Yeah, there's that one. Yeah, I've got that one. Yeah, see what this says. Anyway, I must have had this on my mind. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he then became hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Then the devil took him into the holy city and had him stand on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Jesus said to him, on the other hand, it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. Again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world, and their glory. And he said to him, all these things I will give you if you fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, go, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and began to minister to him. I've got something that sort of answers all this. I think it's in 2 Peter 2. 2 Peter 2, verses 9 to 10. Then the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from temptation and to keep the unrighteous under punishment for the day of judgment, and especially those who indulge the flesh in its corrupt desires and despise authority. And there's one more in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 3. No temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, so that you will be able to endure it. I think that's it for this issue. I might bring another issue up later on.